الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آل الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، the virtue of seeking knowledge. First of all, we hear in the first lecture the position of the ulama. And as the discussion went on in some questions, it came to be seen very that we are today in a very bad need for the ulama. And the ulama cannot be found except with seeking knowledge. If people would not seek knowledge, then they will not be ulama. If people do not seek the knowledge, how we can find ulama? Ulama are not by claim. I come and I say I am alim. La, the ulama are only found So, as I said before, today we are in bad need for the ulama. And to have the ulama, to find the ulama, means that we have to find the circles of knowledge. And people need to be patient to seeking knowledge. And they go on seeking knowledge gradually from low level, little, until they get up. In the way from your elevation, from low level to the highest level, you do not get busy with anything that is not related to your business. You are level one student of knowledge. Studying basic grammar, studying principles of usul, studying at that level, do not worry yourself about what's happening in the world, because the world will continue and the world will be in more need for people of knowledge. Prepare yourself today. If every medicine, if everybody was studying medicine science to be a doctor, busy himself with the business of nurses, because there are a lot of, you know, there is a need for nurses. When we have doctor, when are we going to have a doctor? We're going to have a big hospital or with nurses. Who's going to give the prescription of medicine? Who's going to do the operation? Be careful, ya ikhwan. We have many enemies, but all are moved by one. The enemy who put us now down to the earth after our father was there up in the heavens. The enemy that made the first two children of Adam, as we heard in the recitation of the Imam in Salat al-Isha, killed the others. The enemy which made the people of Nuh mock him. The enemy who pushed the people of Ibrahim to put on the fire greater to burn him. The enemy of which pushed Fir'aun to chase Musa and Bani Israel to kill them and destroy them. The enemy of which pushed the Yahud, the Jew, to crucify Isa alayhi salam. But Allah raised him up. The enemy who pushed Abu Lahab, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bother him and chase him, because lots of profit to him, and send away people from him, Abu Ja'al. The one who made Quraysh to come, leave their land, Mecca, and come with their army to Uhud in order to kill the Prophet and the believers. The enemy who pushed them again to come and have a covenant with the Yahud, with the Munafiqeen, with the other pagans in the Arabian Peninsula, to all gather and come and kill Muhammad and his followers. This enemy, who's he, Akhwan? Who's he? The Shaitan, not one else, not anyone else. It wasn't this kuffar country or that kuffar country. It is the Shaitan who is pushing kuffar countries today and whosoever of evil to bother Muslims. So that is our first enemy. Believe me, he is playing with us as he like, and always he will. While we think that we are fighting him, but we are not. We are not, Ikhwan. We are not. So, the only way to get out of this tragedy is to seek knowledge properly. Not to do like these people, go to internet and read something, buy a book and read something, come and sit and give a talk. No. This is not the way of life. Allah will expose you. Sooner or later, Allah will expose you. Allah will expose you. Because it wasn't based on what Allah Ta'ala said. Ya Ikhwan, the defender is Allah, not anyone. Inna Allah yudafi'u anil ladina amanu. Inna lanansur rusulana aladina amanu. You have to trust Allah. It seems to me that most of the Muslims today do not believe Allah, do not trust in Him. They trust on America, on this and that, who give them weapons. That's it. They trust on the machine gun. Ya Ikhwan, the Sahaba in the Battle of Badr won the battle, although there were only 300 and few. Although they did not come to fight, they are not equipped. Quraysh came with 1,000 fighter, well equipped. What changed the Quraysh were 100% sure they're gonna win. What makes them to lose? Is it the missing power of the Muslims? No. It is the Iman that they had in their hearts, and that they increased. They increased. You want to know one of them? One of them was called Ka'b ibn Malik. In the battle of Khaybar, Ka'b ibn Malik was not with the Prophet. Him and two others remained seated in Medina. They are great Sahaba, don't make me wrong. They are great Sahaba. What happened when the Prophet returned from the battle? Everybody in Munafiqeen and just came to give excuses. But Ka'b ibn Malik came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you know that I'm so clever that if I want to just come from any trap, I can come. But I know that whatsoever false excuse I'm going to make today, Allah will expose it. to you. You know, Allah responded to you. Look at that. What happened? This is story, Ikhwan, is very important. The ayat were recited to us, wallahi, very important. If we just focus, it describes our case. The Quran is for all the time. There, believe me, take it from me, there will be no more Qurans. It's only one. And this Quran is our life. If we think that this life is different from the time of Rasulullah, then we think that we have to need a new Quran, which is impossible. Impossible. So, the Prophet ﷺ told Ka'b and the two, you go and wait until Allah Ta'ala sends something upon you. They've been there. Then the Prophet ﷺ gave the command, all the Sahaba, do not give salam. Do not give salam to them. Do not receive salam from them. Do not sit to them. Do not do any business transaction with them. Boycott them. Boycott them. Later on, Rasulullah commanded their wives, leave their house, leave them. Go to your family's house. Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala described this, he said, فَضَاقَتْ عَلِيهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحَبَتْ. This wide ear was so narrow to them. وَضَاقَتْ عَلِيهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Even their souls that just were very tight for them. These are good Sahaba, not like us, we are only praising ourselves and recommending ourselves that we are the best, those are the bad. Sahaba never felt like us. Sahaba were always worried about their mistakes. And they always, every one of them was afraid that I be the cause that Allah punished the Ummah for. Let me correct myself so I don't be the one who Allah punished the Ummah because of. So Ka'b ibn Malik, in this terrible and miserable state of life, received the letter. From whom? From the Kuffar. Huh? Application of asylum. Application of asylum. You come. We hear what your friend done with you. You come. We will put you in a good position. Maybe minister. Maybe they give him whatsoever. Ka'b ibn Malik, somebody who took care of his iman. He's not somebody who just ignored his iman and care about other mistakes. He's one who's been graduated from the he was studied with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he knew what is the false, what is the truth. He cried when he received this. Now, in Medina, he has no any friends, not anybody to talk to, not anybody to give salam, not anybody to send the salam, nothing. Now this is great opportunity now coming. You come to where? Medina's house, Lebanon, called nice, organized. There you are alone. Come here, give you power, give you everything. He looked at it and cried. He cried. He said, even this from the bala, from the trial that Allah is testing me with, Allah wants to see if I be patient with my people, the Muslims, or I leave them and go to the kuffar. And he took it to the oven. So why? He was afraid, maybe later on the shaitan come and whisper, if the request is still alive, it's still with me. He went directly to the oven and threw it, burnt it, so no more chance to go. What was the consequence? Allah Ta'ala sent down the acceptance of the repentance. Look at that, ya ikhwan. Today we want to wrong anybody and everybody but not us. We are the best. We are the angels. We are the best on here. Anyone else is bad. I'm the only good one. And everyone is bad. I'm the one who deserves to live. Everyone must be careful. This is not correct, yeah. This is not correct. Seek the knowledge to see the truth. Without the knowledge, you cannot see the truth. And let me tell you a practical example. You sometimes get injured and blood comes, right? Can you see if there is sugar in your blood? Can you see if there are any diseases in your blood? Huh? If you want to do so, what do you do? You go to the laboratory, correct? And they take the same amount of blood and they test it and tell you. Why that one was able to tell me of my blood, but I can't tell myself of my blood? Because he studied. He studied. He learned. He's a learned person. I'm not. Is the religion the lowest matters of ours that we take care of? We take care of engineering, medicine, whatsoever. But knowledge is not problem. Anybody can be knowledgeable. Subhanallah. Is that the case? That Islam is the cheapest thing in our life? That's why I want to say, seek knowledge. Allah Ta'ala didn't praise the people of knowledge for nothing. For you to come and criticize them like this. Oh, everybody sitting there. Albani sitting there at the meeting. Oh, these people. Who you are? Who you are? So, Akhwan, we have to seek knowledge. We have to seek the knowledge. Without knowledge, you cannot know what is life. Believe me, you cannot know. Only with knowledge. Let me take you to the garden of knowledge. Let's get to the garden and get a tour in the garden and see from what Allah said, from what the Prophet said. And then please tell me any of your ideas. If you ask Allah through Muhammad said, give me. Other than that, I don't want to hear. My time is valuable for me. My ear has value to me. My heart has value to me. So please, I don't want to waste these things. If you have Allah said, and nothing is said, welcome. Other than that, you should go to BBC or somewhere else, not me. I'm not your concern. I'm somebody who's raised around the Kaaba and Masjid Nabawi. Then we only hear Allah said, Muhammad said, that's it. We don't care about anything else. We only care about this. Maybe you say you are traditional, not like the ulama of Britain. Maybe you say you are so enclosed, not so open, as you like. But I know myself. I read what Allah said, what the Word said, and I do. Act upon it. That's it. Nothing else. I don't want anything else. From the virtue, from the evidences of the virtue of seeking knowledge, is that Allah Ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as in Surah Muhammad, ayah 19. See how I give you knowledge? I give you knowledge through references. Most of you give me torches with no references. That's the problem. There's a difference. I worked hard, so you think that I'm giving this from my mind? Actually, I spent a long time preparing this lecture for you. It's not something easy. It's not something easy. If I want to make you a dish of Saudi food, I will spend 2-3-4 hours in the kitchen. Ingredients and To prepare this lecture, which is greater than anything, I spent wallahi all of my last night. See my voice? Because I didn't sleep well. For your eyes. Because I love you all. I don't want to come here and give you a talk from my just memory. I want it to be referenced, documented. This is the end. Other than this, newspaper speech. I don't want newspaper speech, nor BBC speech. I want Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Kathir, Tabari. That is what I want. If you have the light, then you are inshallah okay. At least with me, Allah Ta'ala said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكِ. Know, O Muhammad, that there is no one worth of worship but Allah, and then seek forgiveness for the sin. How do we understand this ayah, ikhwan? Let's see how we understand it, how the ulama understood it. And I don't want to bring you ulama from Saudi, ulama from Kuwait, ulama from Qatar. I want to give you ulama from the Salaf, who you and I agree upon. Jazakallah khair. Who said it? Ya akhi, jazakallah khair. He is my brother. He's along with me. He gave me the name of my uncle, Bukhari. That's the point. That's the reference. Bukhari. You know who's Bukhari, akhwan? Anybody can give me full name of Bukhari? Ya akhi. That's not full name, that's two names. Then? You agree with him? Hi. Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim ibn Bardizba al-Ju'fi al-Bukhari. Beautiful name. Beautiful name. Right. Bukhari said, as the brother mentioned now, in his book, you can go back. If you have a library here, then trust me, go back. Sahih al-Bukhari, there is a book called Kitab al-Ilm. Inside this book, you go to the index and you see chapter Al-Ilm qabla al-Qawli wal-Amal. Ilm precedes actions and sayings. Go to that and see. Bukhari is a book of what, ikhwan? Hadith, isn't it? Bukhari is a book of hadith. You go to that chapter, you see no hadith but this ayah first. This ayah. فَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ فَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْنَا. Imam Bukhari said this ayah quoted and he said, علم must precede speaking and action. Speaking and action. So how come today we act before we speak? Sorry, before we seek knowledge. How come we speak involved in da'wah, criticism, whatsoever, before we seek knowledge? Let me ask you one simple question. You all pray? You all pray? You all pray Isha? I need one, not two, I need one only. To stand up and tell me what are the conditions of Salah, obligations of Salah, pillars of Salah, options of Salah, and nullifiers of Salah. Five things. We pray five times, isn't it? I need five things. These five things are not to Allah, yani some concerns this man and some concerns this man. No, no. Anybody who prays must know these things. Must know them. You know why? Because some of them, if you miss, the whole salah is not accepted. The whole salah is not accepted. Problem. You pray and they're not accepted. Any volunteer? To give me the whole five. Then give me arm of them and say, you see what is you? Bismillah. But let me tell you one thing. Condition. If you don't bring them all, you stand up until the inauguration. Huh? Bismillah.
What are the rules?
Condition?
Yes.
The conditions?
Yes.
What are the rules? Right?
For the Shah
to say the first takbir. Now, we made mistakes from the beginning. First takbir is the condition. This is not condition.
If you don't say La Kul Salah,
this is not the condition. كل الخمسة بسم الله تعالى. See the one who told us Bukhari. You see, he knows how only he get the name of Bukhari. يلا بسم الله.
Nine
conditions. Good.
Islam. Daily.
Adobe. Huh? Adobe. Blue. Okay.
Sahara.
Sahara purity. Let me just tell you something. I arrived behind after you, so you don't say later on I cheated you. I write what you said. Right. One, Islam. Second? Yaqeen. Aql. Aql. Tahara. Wudu. Isar four. Wudu. Istiqbal al-qibla. Right. Huh? Ukhur al-waqt. Huh? مسلم طهارة إزالة النجاسة you got with this خلاص because you said 9 8 huh okay you said Islam said sanity purity purity listen Qibla the time of Salah removing the impure objects from the body and clothes and pressure of pray and niyyah intention ستر العوره احسن اوكي اركان ها تكبيرة الاحرام فاتحة ركوع ها standing up وين تسجد نحن عملناها قبل سنتين See, 2 years back we did it in the same mosque. After 2 years, I mean, long period for the exam. And now after 2 years, this is the longest semester. But still, right, okay? Sujood. Sitting after sujood. Last tashahhud. Tasleem. 8 now. Salaam 6. Release move 6. Yeah. You said 14. If you just imagine how to pray, you'll get them all. Right. Between ruku' and sujood, you missed one already. You said raising up from ruku', correct? And we have straightening up, standing up straight, straightening up, right. طمأنينة يعني. Okay. الآن طمأنينة نسأل سن. ها؟ Just imagine our praying now. What are you going to do? Takbir al-Ihram, Fatiha, going for ruku', raising up from ruku', standing up, straightening up your back, going to sujood. Now it's not going to sujood, it is sujood upon the seven parts. This is the pillar. Seven pillars, face, which is nose and forehead, this is the face. Two hands, two knees, and two feet. Right. And then? Still. Hayatullah. Sujood. Rabba. You said sujood and also rabba. You didn't say it. Okay, sitting. And then? Tashahud. The last tashahud, as you said, okay. Still before to sleep, tashahud, sitting for tashahud. Can you do tashahud in standing? Right, sitting for tashahud, and then salah ala nabi, salah ala nabi, and then to sleep. Right. Okay. Enough wajibat. You know wajibat. Enough. Right. MashaAllah. Yani at least. This brother, who is studying, who answered me earlier with the proper name of Ustaz Khali, is answering this. And as I told you, Akhwan, this is something we all have to do. It's not, and today I do, tomorrow not, or I do some and you do some. Every individual has to do, has to know them. If I ask, and I ask this question even to many Imams of Masajid, what is the difference between a condition and a pillar? What is the difference? We know 9 conditions, 14 pillars. What's the difference? What's the difference in ruling? I ask many Imams even. They don't know the answer. But they are good in climbing the member, criticizing the king, the president, this, that. But he's reading the prayer, he doesn't know the difference. The difference. Imagine you are in a bus and the driver doesn't know the gear. Is that the driver? You feel safe to sit in the bus which is driving? Huh? You like to be in a bus which this driver is the driver of it? He asked you, Ikhwan, anybody, where is the gear? Ikhwan, how come he leave me in the prayer? And how come he come climb the roof and talk to me about anything which is not my concern? I cannot do nothing in them. He cannot do nothing in them. And at the same time, he does know nothing about Salah. It's a problem. That is a problem. If we don't correct the situation between us and Allah, Allah will not correct the situation between us and us. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to be pious. Look to the brother, the two sons of Adam. One of them said, I will kill you. Oppression. I want to marry that girl. He said, it's not allowed for you. She is your sister. He said, no, I will marry her. You don't marry her. I will kill you. What did he say? He said, if you try to kill me, I will defend myself and I kill you. He said, he didn't say that. He said, if you extend your hand to kill me, I'm not going to extend my hand to kill you. Why? He did not say because I want the West to come and... No. He said, I want you to carry your sin and my sin on the day of resurrection. He believes in the day of resurrection. That's one how we need to be. Anyway, from the virtues of the ilm is what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Fatir, ayah 28. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِي الْعُلَمَاءِ. Ayah 28. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِي الْعُلَمَاءِ. The ones who fear Allah the most are the ulama, are the people who have knowledge. Are the people who have knowledge. Is that something good or something bad? To fear Allah. To fear Allah, something good or something bad? What is the consequence of fearing Allah? Allah loves you. Isn't it? When you fear Allah, Allah loves you or hates you? Loves you. Allah defends you. Does Allah defend you or leave you alone? Allah Ta'ala said, من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنت بالحرب. حديث أبو هريرة صحيح البخاري. من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنت بالحرب. Whoever shows any enmity to my wali, I will declare war against him. Look at this. Not the United States of America declare war against you. It's Allah. Allah. You know when Allah declared war against you in heaven? The soldiers is from inside you. First, your kidneys fail. Liver fail. Heart beat. Heart beats with it, then stops. Your eyes keep. You cannot have control. You want to sleep, your eye open, cannot sleep. Huh? You want to bend your finger, you cannot. Allah will hold it. Allah commanded it to bend. Allah will paralyze you. You want to scratch your head, you can't. You want to drink, you can't. Huh? See the soldiers of Allah. Huh? And Namrud was somebody who claim that he is God. Allah Ta'ala sent a mosquito, commanded the mosquito to enter into his nose and settled in his head. Every time the mosquito, how big is the mosquito? Moves the wings, he go crazy. So how come you said enmity with Wali Allah? Huh? Wali Allah and the ulama. You want Allah to defend you? Go on their way. Seek knowledge properly. Don't get involved in anything else. Just on knowledge. Knowledge, 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 knowledge. Allah Ta'ala loves you, supports you, defends you, guides you, gives you light. From the virtues of seeking knowledge is what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 9. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ. Surah Muhammad, is it equal those who know who are of knowledge and those who are not of knowledge? Are they equal? Then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, only the people, the wise people are the ones who remember. Who remember this, that no, people are not equal. One with knowledge, one without knowledge, they are not equal. They are not equal. From the virtues of seeking knowledge is what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mujadilah, Ayah 11. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala elevates the believers from amongst you, all mankind. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ above them, درجات, levels and ranks. From the virtues of seeking knowledge is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, Sahih Muslim, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. Whoever takes a way to seek knowledge, then Allah Ta'ala will provide him an easy way to the Jannah. What is your destination since you were born? Akhi, where is your destination since you were born? Where do you think you're going to stop? Where do you want to be? Jannah, isn't it? My destination, my last destination, I hope to be the Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make us all from those and gather us there. Inshallah. The Prophet said, it is the way of seeking knowledge that is the way and which leads you to the Jannah easily. And then here Allah Ta'ala said, the Prophet said, وَمِجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتِ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. Look at that, فِي بَيْتِ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. And there will be no number of people gathered in one of the houses of Allah. What to do? What to do, as one? Speaking about politics? No. That's what he said. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. They recite the book of Allah. How do they recite it? They learn. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَ وَبَيْنَهُمْ. They learn it. Learn. If I ask anybody of you now, or if I ask a question, how many of you will answer this? What are the ahkam of al-Yunus Sakina with Talween? What are the ahkam of al-Yunus Sakina with Talween? 1, 2, 3, the students in the masjid may tell, but majority don't know. These rulings relate to what? To the Quran. Quran book of who? Speech of who? You are less knowledgeable about the book of your Lord, but you know all the laws of UK? What's this, ya akhi? You don't even know how to recite your Quran? Okay, you don't understand, you don't know how to recite? Possible, nobody is born knowledgeable. But how long you be Muslim? Why don't you come and sit and seek the knowledge of how to recite Quran? List priority in your list? More important to you to follow up the news than to recite the Quran, the book of Allah? It's this shame. Shame, ikhwan, not to know how to recite your Quran. That's shame, ikhwan. No? Illa nazarat. Look at the virtue and advantage of sitting in a masjid learning how to recite Quran. Some of you might say, akhi, as reciting Quran, and the people are killed in many places in the world. Inshallah. Just Quran, we have only Quran? What's this? Nothing other than Quran? Okay, what else? Times? Newsweek? You have to know about the world. Okay, what do you do? I go pay one by one by Times or Newsweek or to know about my world. SubhanAllah. You did not know about your Lord's world, W-O-R-D. You want to know about the world, W-O-R-L-D. SubhanAllah. First finish your assignment. Huh? There is a saying in Arabic, you say, يعني ما نظف البيت تنظف بيت الجيران. She did not clean her house, but she went to clean the house of the neighbors. First take care of yourself, أخي. يوم القيامة, everyone is going to be busy with his own case. والله والله no one will give you one single حسنة on the devil's action. No one. Your father, your mother, those who you fight for, those who you whatsoever, no one will give you one حسنة. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه. Work for that day. Work for that day. Why you are so busy with this day? Look at that day. That day is the important day. We're soon gonna die. Who's going to benefit us once we die? Let's benefit ourselves now. Let's be realistic and look for our future. And the in this world, what are the virtues of seeking knowledge and the benefits, advantages? The Prophet said, those who are sitting in the masjid seeking the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, of course, be surrounded. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. Now the angels are surrounding us. The angels of mercy are surrounding us. For what they surround us? To protect us from the shayateen. They cannot come. This is the land of shayateen. The land of kuffar, a land of shayateen. They are huge here, and huge numbers. Because do you know any kafir say "A'udhu billah min shaitan rajim"? Have you heard any kafir say "A'udhu billah min shaitan rajim"? No, they don't say. That's why the shayateen are finding it kind of very comfortable here. But when they go to the Muslim land, they go because it's the duty to go and, you know, whisper. But every time they are there, they are bunched, they are stunned by A'udhu Billah. Anytime yani, one is yani, angry or he does anything or anything happens, A'udhu Billah. Then the shaitan gets annoyed. Here, shaitan run? No, because you cannot raise the adhan outside. But in the Muslim land, all the adhan is outside. Allahu Akbar, you see, the Prophet said, when the adhan is raised, the shaitan runs, putting his hand here and making a lot of farak. Not to hear. But here the shaitan doesn't do that. Because no one is bothering him. Here he hears his lovely music, ting, 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 every Sunday. Ting, 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 ting. His lovely music. But the adhan, he cannot hear here. So he's safe here. He's safe. Prophet said, نزلت عليهم السكينة. السكينة is tranquility. No one is nervous now here. Alhamdulillah. No one is nervous because we are in the house of Allah. We are in the house of Allah. And we are doing what Allah Ta'ala told us to learn. I told you how many ayat now? Four ayat already in this lecture and one before it, like them. So we are learning about the Quran. So now Allah Ta'ala sending the angel to surround us, to protect us from who? From the shayateen. And the sakina, tranquility, to come over us now. Over us. Cover us now. See how warm it is here? Nice, very comfortable. Outside it's cold. Sakina, sakina. وغشيته من رحمة. And the mercy also comes. غشية من غشاء. غشاء means covering. It covers them. Seals them. رحمة from what? From the punishment. Also punishment comes down. As رحمة comes down, punishment comes down. But before the punishment comes to these circles of knowledge, the رحمة come and covers the believers. So they don't feel it. We don't feel it. I believe in it. Because I lived it. And now 20, 25 years I'm seeing on it. I lived it. I saw it with my eyes. I saw it. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَمِنْ عِنْدَهُ. This I did not know, but I believe. I believe. Wallahi, Ikhwan, who is here now, just to learn, not to argue on the burden, but if his heart is only to know something new, Allah Ta'ala will mention his name before the angels now. Now, Allah Ta'ala will tell the angels, and mention your name in a way that he is pleased with you. And I think if they say that somebody on the authority mentioned your name when it was on the press news or press conference, someone of the authorities said, my friend so and so, I mentioned your name, what do you feel? You call me that TV channel, can I get the recording of this please? Oh yeah, you have to pay £1,000. No problem, send it to this because you want to keep it and you start emailing to everyone. It is Allah mentioning your name. For what? Just sitting in this classroom. Do you pay anything to sit here? No. Do you have any hand to sit here? No. So what makes you know? And the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, which is reported by Ahmad ibn Majah, Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, and is indicated by many ulama. من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سلك الله به طريقا الى الجنه. Similar to the first one. Then he said, وان الملائكه تضع اجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا لطالب العلم. وان الملائكه تضع اجنحتها رضا لطالب العلم. And the angels are lowering their wings to show their pleasure and happiness of one who is seeking knowledge. وإنه لا يستغفر للعالم من السماوات والأرض. And indeed, those who are in the heavens and on the earth seek forgiveness for the one, for the alim. حتى الحيتان في الماء. Even the wells and the oceans. وفضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب. And the virtue of the alim before the worshiper is like the virtue of the moon before the stars. You may say, oh, this hadith he told us in the last lecture. No, it is different hadith. If you can remember, some different statement. Think, why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the same thing in many different hadith to show you the importance of it. Seeking knowledge. Yet, many of us think, seeking knowledge. What is it? Just wasting time seeking knowledge? You want to go for power? This one group. Other group said, you want to go for fighting? Okay, fighting where? Well, I want to go to where the Muslims fight. And for Muslim fighters, why you want to turn the land of Muslims miserable? Oh, because there are rulers who are not Muslims. Ah, okay. So we want to import Muslims from the land of Islam in the UK and USA to fight those non-Muslim rulers in the Muslim land. Although I say it is not correct, it is not allowed, it is not permissible to even do any of these nonsense here in the UK or any of the non-Muslim land, because you came with a covenant, you have to respect it, as Allah Ta'ala said. Now, but what about it in your Muslim land? Sounds very strange. Yeah? العلماء عند الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العلماء هم ورثة الأنبياء. Really the علماء are they are the inheritors of the علماء of the prophets. لم يرثوا that حديث I told you لم يورثوا in the prophets. Here he said لم يرثوا the scholars did not inherit دينارا ولا درهما وإنما ورثوا العلم but they inherited the knowledge. فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ واحد. Who got it? He got love on he got the biggest share. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى said about this hadith الطريق التي يسلكها إلى الجنة جزاء على سلوكه في الدنيا طريق العلم الموصلة إلى رضا ربه. He said the way that he takes to the Jannah is a reward for his way that he took to seek knowledge but with the intention to please his Lord, not to please so-and-so and so-and-so or to be seen, oh I am someone who has knowledge. ووضع الملائكة أجنحتها له تواضعا وتوقيرا and the angels lowering their wings for him to show him the respect, to show him the respect وإكراما لما يحمله and also respect for him and for what he carries of the knowledge of the علم من ميراث النبوة because what is what he carries is the inheritance of the prophethood ويطلبه and what and the same what is he seeking what he is seeking of knowledge is the inheritance of the prophethood يدل على المحبة وهو يدل على المحبة والتعظيم and that indicates love and respect. فمن محبة الملائكة له وتعظيمه تضع أجنحتها له and that is from the love of the angels to this person who is seeking knowledge. So they are showing him humbleness and respect by lowering their wings لأنه طالب لما به حياة العالم لأنه طالب لما به حياة العالم because he is seeking something in which the life of the whole world is found. That's the علم, the knowledge. ونجاته and also the survival of the world is in that thing, the knowledge. Survive of the whole world is in the knowledge. نعم. And then he said ففيه شبه من الملائكة وبينه وبينهم تناسب. This man who seeks the knowledge has a similitude with the angels. How? He said فإن الملائكة أنفع خلق الله وأنفعهم لبني آدم. He said because the angels are the ones who are the priests who can advise the mankind or the slaves of Allah and the most beneficial ones to mankind. That's the angels. There is no angel hate believers. No. All of the angels, even Malik, the guard of Jahannam, he loves the believers. Because he's a believer. There is no angel is not believer. All believers. So they love the believers. All other knowledge. And they love the people of knowledge. They love the people of knowledge. And that is in his book, Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, volume 1, page 255. And as I said, the best place to seek knowledge is the mosques, not even the colleges. Although, it is okay to seek knowledge in the colleges or schools, but the mosques are the best places. Look to what Rasulullah sallam said and this hadith which is reported by Imam al-Tabarani in al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, Bayhaqi in his book al-Adab, al-Hakim in his book al-Mustadrak, And here Hakim said it is authentic, and he said it is upon the condition of Bukhari and Muslim. Imam al-Dhahabi agreed upon this authenticity. May Allah be pleased with all. And this hadith is in the authority of Abu Umama Sabir ibn Ajlan al-Bahili radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من غدا إلى المسجد من غدا يعني في الصباح early in the morning, who goes to the masjid in the morning for what purpose? He said لا يريد إلا ليتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه. He wants not but to teach knowledge, to teach something good or learn something good, or learn something good. كان له أجر معتمر كامل عمرة. He will be given a reward of a person who goes performs Umrah perfectly, perfectly. ومن راح فمن راح إلى المسجد راح لا إذن لي afternoon غدا in the morning راح in the afternoon. So if he goes in the morning, seek, teach knowledge or seek knowledge. He goes again in the afternoon, seek knowledge or teach or teach knowledge. كان لا يريد إلا ليتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه. He doesn't want but to learn something good or teach it. فله أجر حاج تام الحجة. He will be given a reward of somebody who going to perform Hajj perfectly, perfectly. Look at that. I end up this lecture by two advices from two great Sahaba. I end up this lecture by advices from two great Sahaba. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, as in Jami' Bayan al-Ilm al-Fadli for Ibn Abdul Barr, he ibn Mas'ud said, اغضو عالما أو متعلما ولا تغضو إمعة بين ذلك. تعرف الإمعة؟ إمعة الذي لا يعرف لا يفهم. He ibn Mas'ud said, be a عالم or be a متعلم, one who seeks knowledge, but don't be إمعة, foolish between those two. That means that if you are not a عالم and you are not seeking knowledge, you are foolish. That's not my statement. Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abu Darda رضي الله عنه, عويمة رضي الله عنه said, الناس, he said, the people are who they are, عالم ومتعلم, scholar or student of knowledge. ولا خير فيما بعد ذلك. And there is no any goodness in whoever after that. And that is reported by Imam al-Darimi in the Sunan in the chapter of the removal of علم باب الآب العلم. رأيتم يا أخوان أهمية طلب العلم, فاحرصوا بارك الله فيكم هذا المسجد المبارك, this blessed mosque which Allah Ta'ala blessed you by, it found here. They are teaching knowledge properly. Leave this arrogance and come and learn. By Allah, nothing benefits you but this. Nothing benefits you but coming to the mosque and learning. Don't say, I'm somebody of authority, I'm over 50. There is nobody above knowledge. Nobody above knowledge. One day, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, the Imam of al-Tab'in, was in the mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching. When the Khalifa Marwan came to Medina, and then he sent someone to call Sa'id al-Musayyib to come there and teach him. He wanted to come to teach him. He said to his messenger, sit down. And he finished his dars. Khalifa came. He went. If the messenger went back and told him, he said, "Sit down." So the Khalifa came. When the Imam finished the dars, he said to him, "Yarhamuk Allah, Ya Abba Muhammad, I sent to you to come and teach me, and if not came, if not come." He said, "Al-ilm yu'ta wa la ya'ti ilayk." Knowledge must be approached. Knowledge does not approach you. That's why I told you the alim must not come here. And the people must go to the alim. You all, if you can't go, at least sponsor 1, 2, 3 brothers. Pay for them. Sponsor them. Say, "We will work," and you go. Seek knowledge till you are strong. Collect ijazah, recommendations from scholars, and come and teach us. And come and teach us. That's the proper way. May Allah Ta'ala make us from the best of His creation and make us witnesses on His oneness, and make us from amongst those who come on the day of resurrection with the prophets and messengers and the pious ones and martyrs. Wallahu A'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.